Coming up later on The Naked Scientist, how scientists are recreating a miniature version of Mars here on Earth so that they can test their space probes and see how spacecraft are going to fare when they arrive on these distant planets. But first, we know that the NASA Phoenix mission touches down shortly, but what will be the conditions on Mars waiting to greet it? Well, Susan Conway is from the Open University. She's studying the processes that have helped to shape the surface of Mars over about the last 4.5 billion years. Hello, Susan.
Hello there.
Thank you for joining us. So what does Mars actually look like if you were to go and stand there? Because we have actually got pictures from it, haven't we?
We have, that's right. Well, where the Mars Phoenix lander is going to land is up near the North Pole. It's getting on for about late spring there, so if someone was on the spaceship and they touched down, they'd obviously need a pretty good spacesuit because the atmosphere's quite thin. It'd be pretty cold. And what they'd see when they got there, probably quite a bit of white frost. This is not water. This would be CO2, carbon dioxide. And they'd be looking about them. You might see your black rock. You might see some reddish sand as well in amongst the bits of frost.
Why is it so red, Mars?
It's the iron content of the material. So the dust is actually quite high in iron. And as you know, when you expose iron to the atmosphere, it forms rust. So that's the red colour. It's basically a rusty planet.
And the sky, because we're used to the sky on Earth being a nice blue colour during the day, obviously.
That's right, yes.
What do you see on Mars?
Well, it depends on the atmospheric conditions. So on a really bad day, completely black, you wouldn't be able to see anything at all. You wouldn't be able to see your hand in front of your face.
Why not?
Well, the winds on Mars create these huge dust storms, and they kick up all this dust, and basically, just like fog, just like being in fog, but instead of it being water, it's all this really fine red dust, so you won't be able to see your hand in front of your face.
Do we know what drives those dust storms? Because you were saying that the atmosphere is very thin, so
that's right.
If you've got virtually no atmosphere, how do you get such strong winds?
Well, the temperatures on Mars, because of such a thin atmosphere, the temperatures on Mars, there's a huge difference. So to compensate for the thin atmosphere, you've got these huge temperature differences. So we're talking, you know, minus 60 up to 25 degrees in very different hemispheres of Mars, and that drives these extremely strong winds that pick up this really fine dust, making these huge dust storms.
Now, one of the interesting things that when the 2003 Mars Express mission from the European Space Agency got to the red planet, it started to give us these amazing pictures of the surface of the planet. There are gullies, there are ridges. It's the most extraordinary sort of surface scape, isn't it?
It is amazing, yeah. I mean, not only the Mars Express, but we've got the MRO, the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, is sending back images of 25 centimetres per pixel. So you'd be able to see the studio, you'd be able to see, if you had a car on Mars, you'd be able to see a car on Mars, that kind of resolution. And this is bringing back amazing pictures of some weird landscapes that you just wouldn't expect. Big dunes, gullies that look like they've been formed by water, just some really amazing stuff.
And it's also home to the biggest volcano in the whole solar system, isn't it? Olympus Mons.
Olympus Mons, that's right, yeah. Absolutely massive.
But those gullies that you mentioned,
yeah.
The thing that look really tantalising because they look like they've been carved by water, because if you compare them to what we have on Earth, say the Grand Canyon or something, although they're a much bigger scale, they do look very similar, don't they? So is it water?
That's up for debate. There are kind of two features we're looking at. There's the huge features you can see that's the Grand Canyon, the sort of Valles Marineris kind of feature, the massive one you can see on Mars, and that's thought to have been carved by water a really long time back in Mars's history, so we're talking 2.5 billion years ago.
Well, that is a long time ago, but I thought some of these things looked a bit more recent than that.
That's right, these are smaller features, so a couple of kilometres long, and you can only see them in the most high-resolution images. And they're sinuous, they've got no craters on at all, which shows that they're really recent. And they look just like gullies that you'd find in a ploughed field that's just got water washed over it, or on the Badlands. So if you imagine a desert scenario and you've got the gullies formed in a Badlands, it kind of looks like that.
If it's not water today, what else could do that then?
Well, there's a couple of other theories. Scientists think that maybe it could be dry mass wasting. Dry mass wasting, that's where material just breaks off and falls down a slope in response to gravity. Now, people have difficulty with that because the morphology is not quite the same, the shape is not quite right, but that could be due to the different sediment properties and different gravity on Mars. It could be some kind of CO2, so maybe a CO2 avalanche that picks up material and takes it down slope, or maybe a CO2 explosion. So suddenly the CO2 gets heated up, and then that explodes like something like a volcano, and picks up loads of stuff and tumbles downhill because it's denser than the atmosphere on Mars.
Are you doing experiments here on Earth to model how that would occur so that you can then match up what you find in the laboratory with the pictures we've got to see if you can match up which of these explanations it's best likely to be?
Yeah, well, we're doing experiments in a Mars chamber that has the same atmospheric pressure and the same temperature. And we're running water downhill there to test the water hypothesis, see if water could actually be stable, because obviously it's outside the stability field for water. It's too cold, too little pressure for water, to see if water can stay active and mobile long enough to form these features. So we're testing that hypothesis.
And what's your gut feeling at the moment?
Well, I think it's water personally, but, you know, it's all up for debate. We'll have to see how the research goes.
If it is water, looking at the terrain, when do you think water last ran then on Mars, conservatively, if it is water?
Well, could be anything in the last 100,000 years.
Which is very recent, isn't it?
It is very recent, yeah.
Which means if there was life there at some point, it could still have been viable up until 100,000 years ago, which is a blink of an eye, really, isn't it?
Yeah, and if the water formed these features and then has gone back into the ground, and we still have water, liquid water beneath the ground, the little microbes could be still living there in the rock, eating the water, and still sitting there waiting for us to discover them.
Well, let's hope so. Thank you very much.
That's okay.
That's Susan Conway from the Open University. She's with us. If you'd like to ask her any questions, email chris@thenakedscientist.com.